the Paralympics, if you know, we can use the same paradigm for the Olympic Games, for example, the testimony of the sport, all the training that goes into it and the results that are obtained, we've always seen it as a metaphor for the spiritual life. And if that's so for the normal Olympics, even much more so for the Paralympics, where the greater the challenge, you could say, the greater the human spirit is shown. So I think in that sense, it is an eloquent metaphor for that, that St. Paul has mentioned of really the sport as a means to build up the spiritual life as well, kind of the same, the training that we go through. And so the whole idea from the light of Christ, how we can see this is the great challenges they go to, how often people, before sufferings or setbacks, which in this case might be the amputation of a leg, but how it's viewed, with the light of the cross, are viewed at the light of human suffering, it becomes even salvific, or it's enriched by this Christian vision, or even this vision of man trying to overcome his difficulties. And I think these athletes are a great testimony to that fact, that their sufferings or their setbacks are given meaning, even perhaps become more fruitful than that of your normal athlete who still does a lot of training, but it doesn't have the same handicaps or difficulties that these athletes have. The testimony that they give to so many people whose lives are perhaps marginalized or neglected or even discarded because they have some abnormality or they're seen as ostracized by society, this is a great testimony. I think the Paralympics, in that sense, are a great sign of hope.